in the dust. And then in the dust he drew a face, the face of a woman. And he asked the man drinking whiskey beside him if he'd ever seen her or knew who she was, all the time staring down at her as if this would make her whole. And then at the shake of the head, he let his boot dissolve her into a settling cloud. He threw another plank on the fire, drained his glass and filled it again, watching his dog rise to its feet and start to growl at the dirt road that stretched empty to a hilly horizon. A shiver coincided with the dog's first bark that doubled, trebled, became gunfire that stopped nothing coming. So he stood to confront it, but not even a wind brushed his face, no shape formed. And after the dog went quiet, a hand helped him sit down and rejoin his glass.